You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
The global sell-off in Bitcoin deepened earlier today, with the digital currencies staying below that 30,000 to the dollar mark that it has last traded in a month. Meanwhile, in South Africa, Bitcoin may be the place to be given the recent riots that have changed the risk profile of South Africa and inflation prospects for the worse. I mean, just to quantify the scale of the loss in the crypto space, $90 billion wiped off the entire crypto market in 24 hours. That's a really short space of time to lose a whole lot of money. But we do have Jonathan Ovadia, the CEO of OVEX, joining us for a discussion about crypto and also how you can ensure that your money is secure in this environment. Jonathan, thanks so much for your time. Let's actually start off with the global factors that are impacting your space right now, because what we did see in today's session is a recovery in most stock markets from yesterday's global sell-off. But the pressure on Bitcoin has continued in today's session. How come?
Hi, can you hear me? It seems to be cutting out.
We got you. We got you, Jonathan. Did you hear my question?
Awesome. No, it was in and out.
No problem. I don't mind repeating it. So I was saying that, we have seen a recovery in most stock markets in today's session, but it looks like the pressure on Bitcoin has continued. And I was interested in why.
Yeah, sure. It's hard to say why. It's usually a number of things. We've seen mostly the China news and Elon Musk and what he's been saying having a big effect on the Bitcoin price. But at the moment, I think it's just general negative sentiment in the cryptocurrency market. A lot of people de-risking.
Very negative. I mean, $89 billion or so being wiped off the entire crypto space in 24 hours. That's pretty bleak.
Yeah, absolutely. We see it a lot in crypto, though. It's a brand new asset class, and the volatility is to be expected. And I think the sheer size of the crypto ecosystem now means that $90 billion, it's a lot, but it's not that big. It's less than 10% of the crypto market. And I think as we see crypto grow and mature, these 10% swings will be fewer and fewer. Although they do give opportunity in the short term.
All right. So you're not worried about, $90 billion being wiped off in, a day. I wish I had that mindset. But you are worried about the recent riots in South Africa and what they could mean for the prices of everything that we pay for, from bread to oil and petrol in our car. So just walk us through your concerns and why you're so worried about inflation.
Yeah, sure. So I'm hoping for the best, as we all are. And I think South Africa is an incredibly resilient country, and I have no doubt that we'll come out on top of the current turmoil. But I do think it's wise for South Africans to take some sort of precautions to reduce their exposure to South Africa, to the rand in particular, and to local investments when they can. And cryptocurrency offers exactly that. It offers a very simple way for South Africans and for anyone in the world, really, to get a USD-backed, but USD-priced, essentially, investment, an investment that's pegged to the US dollar. And crypto also offers really high yields, so you can get even as high as 20% on that USD, which far outperforms inflation and is very likely to outperform any potential gains on the rand, although that's not looking likely that there will be. So I think that's a very attractive opportunity for crypto and for South Africans to invest in cryptocurrency. And additionally, so even not South Africans, Americans or people elsewhere in the world can use cryptocurrency as a hedge against their local government.
All right, so let's talk about the currency, because it has also had an interesting roller coaster ride in the wake of the riots. It has tried to claw back some of its recent losses, but it is a bit tough still. So how can the OVEX interest-bearing account secure one's investment from the volatility in the rand?
So it didn't come through so clearly, but I think you asked how can OVEX offer investment opportunities for that?
That's correct. I'm so sorry about the line, but that's exactly what I said.
No worries. Yeah, sure. So OVEX, we offer cryptocurrency interest accounts. So there's a few products we offer, but for this particular hedge, cryptocurrency interest accounts are a fantastic opportunity for South Africans, where they can simply buy cryptocurrency through our platform. Takes 2 minutes. They deposit rands, buy cryptocurrency, head over to our interest account page, open an interest account in a matter of minutes, and are earning up to as high as 20% on USD stablecoin investments.
All right, Jonathan.
That's one exciting way. And then the other one is through our arbitrage service, which we've spoken a lot about on your guys' show.
Indeed, we have. Jonathan, let's leave it there for now. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. That was Jonathan Ovadia, the CEO of OVEX.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.